Good morning, folks. On the text line, I said, well, Newell's fired up today. You know, it's just amazing to me when people are offering help that you're going to look the gift horse in the mouth and you're going to worry about what it is that they might get out of it, right? Because we have allowed ourselves to get mired down in what political capital is going to be derived. Does anybody actually really believe that any of these folks that are serving up there in Congress, that are inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., that in every decision that they make, that they evaluate and analyze political consequence? Of course they do. They're political animals. I know. I was one. Guilty. As charged. It's a natural thing. And to sit there and look the gift horse in the mouth and say, oh, well, you know, it's political. Jeff Landry's so far up the president's ass, he can't see the sunshine. You know how many people are up people's asses every single solitary day of the week? Whether or not you're trying to climb the ladder in the corporation that you're working in, or whether or not you're working in politics and you're trying to improve yourself and move up through the chain of command of any organization, move up the corporate ladder. It is so inconsequential to hear people talk in those terms. They don't know what they're talking about. It's absolutely crazy. What do you fear? What is it that you fear? That we would avert maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 armed robberies? Maybe we would avert 7, 8, 9, 10 aggravated burglaries? Maybe throw in a smattering of a couple of murders along in there. We have a criminal justice judicial system that's overwhelmed. We have judges that don't show up for work, right? But for the Metropolitan Crime Commission bringing to the forefront a lot of the evidence each and every day to show these people aren't working. All they're doing is collecting a check. These are the things that we ought to be getting excited about, not about sending 300 guardsmen or 325, however they divide them up, to the city of New Orleans. We are militarizing the city of New Orleans, really? Well, they don't look too terribly different than the outfits that we wear as police. And by the way, the police organizations are a paramilitary organization. At some point in time, we should come to that realization that that's in fact the case. You know, it's really distasteful too. Even the Catholic Church is getting involved in these conversations about what's going on in immigration, right? They are really kind of trying to poo-poo on what immigration and Customs and Border Patrol and others are actually doing out there, right? And saying that what they're telling folks, this is the Global Sisters report out of the Scalabrinian sisters on August the 28th, is that the current immigration crackdown is just the latest assault for victims of an unjust system that tells people who have contributed to the economic development of this country, you don't matter, I will criminalize you, and not only that, I will expel you, and I will shut the door on you. Well, you seem to forget something. Law enforcement didn't do any of that. These were actions taken with intentionality by individuals who decided to violate the law. It's amazing to me that you don't take the same position as it relates to your citizen congregants that are sitting in the pews exercising their faith, who very well may suffer the same consequence as an illegal alien, but we're trying to create a special class. Now, the cynical side of me would say, well, you know, the Catholic Church is running the refugee program. They make a lot of money as an NGO that's out there. In fact, they have helped bastardize what is actually has gone on at the border for the past 7, 8 years. And in fact, have been written up where they have actually tried to circumvent the law on many cases in trying to help and facilitate and assist individuals coming across the border. Wow. Wow. Really? What's also interesting is we talk about our government. This is, I forgot who said this in the Catholic Church at Mass the other day. It may have been Bishop McElroy, if my memory serves me correct, which is really kind of interesting. Our government is engaged in, by its own admission and by the tumultuous enforcement actions it has launched, a comprehensive campaign to uproot millions of families and hardworking men and women who have come to our country seeking a better life that includes contributing to building up the best elements of our culture and society. This campaign relies on fear and terror at its core. For the government knows that it cannot succeed in its efforts except by bringing new dimensions of fear and terror to our nation's history and life. Do you think that maybe the priests have any idea of what deterrence is? Deterrence is the fear, not anything else, the fear of apprehension and incarceration. Do you think maybe they could read the room for once and gain a better understanding of why it is that society at large wants more police officers out on the street, more presence, in order to serve as a deterrent factor to those that have evil in their heart and evil in their mind and want to wreak havoc in our society? Citizens, and congregants, by the way, I would remind them, want more police because they want more deterrence. What does that mean? They want more fear of apprehension and incarceration. What are you talking about, folks? Why are you trying to intentionally confuse people as to what this is really all about? The rule of law. The rule of law. I understand that sometimes you want it and sometimes you don't. I get it. We all know, and we can talk about all of these horrific happenstances that we talk about all the time and is, you know, subject to a lot of criticism, a lot of people writing about it, about, you know, folks within the Catholic organization and others just not simply doing the right thing when it comes to violations of the law. Get it? Got it. But this is about as basic as it gets. They want more cops because they want more deterrence, which means they want more fear of apprehension and incarceration. Fear. That's exactly what they want. They want those that are not following the rules to fear the consequences. And we're supposed to feel bad for that? The rule of law based on custom? You know, the interesting thing to me is when you speak out of both sides of your mouth, you have no credibility. I served the sheriff for 10 years. I used to get the knocks on the doors all the time, anytime the Catholic Church was a victim of a crime. If they broke into the church and they stole items out of the sacristy, what did they want? They wanted to report the crime. They were the victim of the crime. And guess what else they wanted? They wanted me to catch the bad guy. Why? Because there's a rule of law. They lost something of value. And if you don't think that we're losing something of value by not enforcing the law at the borders of this country, you've got your head in the dirt. It's absolutely incredulous. All the times that we have to sit there and watch on the news the moms and the dads whose kids have been killed by illegals in this country who are feeling the pain of their losses, there's no way that they can deal with it. And it constantly reminds everybody, they were not supposed to be here. They were not invited. And yes, you know what happens? The good suffers for the bad. Of course, everybody wants to label anybody that says anything about it, right? All the time. You know what else I find curious? It's amazing how they will flip that script when it comes to their priests who are disguised as priests who are truly pedophiles, right? That we should not look upon the church and generalize because of the ills of a few. But they flip that script when it comes to us and wanting to talk about what's happening here. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of the duality of what they're preaching from the pulpit. We want a safe place to live, work, and raise our family. That's why Congress passed laws, and what's happening out on the streets today is in the next step to the laws that were passed by Congress. And I am sick and tired of people that feel like they have some type of moral superiority to the rest of us, because we're pretty kind of, you know, simple-minded. We just want people to follow the law. And when they don't, there's a consequence. We don't want asterisks. We don't want exceptions. Because when we do the asterisks and we do the exceptions, you know what ends up happening there? Disproportionate impact, disproportionate outcomes, the exercise of discretion, because we want to put an asterisk in this and that, because we really want to apply the law, but not in all cases, because we feel bad for certain people. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be insensitive, but I'm sick and tired of hearing about disproportionate this, that, ding, dong, dong. It ought to be if X, then Y. Plain and simple. And then we don't have to talk about any of this. We don't have to deal about any of these issues. And yes, a lot of the laws that we are going to embrace, some of them are going to align perfectly with biblical teachings. Others, not so much. But it's been that way for, what, centuries? Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of years? That's not going to change. It's not going to change at all. What we're doing to federal law enforcement officers today is shameful. Shameful. They're doing exactly what they were hired to do. And when they took that oath of office to support the Constitution and laws of the United States, guess what laws are there? Yeah, those nasty immigration laws. But that's what they're hired to do. That's why they're called Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's their mission. That's their vision, is to enforce those laws. Why is that such a big surprise to people today? It's absolutely incredible. Because nobody takes the time, especially in the mainstream media, to actually go read the law and talk about what it is that they are in fact compelled to do. No, to the contrary, what they want is for law enforcement to pick and choose what laws they should enforce. I will remind you again, you don't want that. You do not want that. Everybody is talking about, you know, the dangers of Donald Trump and him having the influence on what's going to be enforced and what's not going to be enforced. Enforce them all. And don't be critical of them when they do. Enforce all the laws. That's why they're on the books. They're not there to do them sometimes or when it's convenient or others. It happens by virtue of operation. It happens by virtue of the resources that you have. It happens by virtue of prioritization. But when you have a special unit, a special agency designed and crafted to do that, it doesn't happen in those other ways. You have an organization set up to do just that. It doesn't become mixed up in a long gumbo jambalaya list of priorities like I had when I was sheriff of Jefferson Parish. People used to ask me all the time, why are you still out there enforcing bee drinking in the bars? Why? Because it's usually runs concurrent with prostitution. What happens with prostitution? There's a lot of thefts that occur in that same area. You also have people jacking people up. We just had a murder in New Orleans over on Rampart Street at a hotel that was probably, they got the woman identified. I would suspect she's a prostitute. She killed a guy. He was naked in bed, tied up. That's why you do these things. Are you ever going to eliminate it? No, you try to create a safe harbor. More safe than not. You're never going to eliminate it. But you got to be in there. You got to be in there. You got to be in there. You got to create what? Go ahead. You can say it. The Catholic Church may not like it, but it's okay. I don't think you're going to go right to hell for saying creating fear in the community that you will actually get apprehended and sent to jail. And we're trying to convince people that that's not how this system works. Really? Are you kidding me? It's how you want it to work when you're a victim of crime. Are you a special class? I suspect not. Not in my world you weren't. And that's why I could say with the level of comfort, when you had a priest that was abusing a child, call the damn police. We'll be right back.